Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Over the weekend, you were at a grad party?
I was, yeah. College roommates. We all had a chance to get together. Haven't seen some of those guys in some time. And it was a beautiful weekend for graduation parties.
It really was. The weather was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect time.
Yeah, there was actually a graduation. My niece, they actually had their graduation on Sunday morning.
Oh, nice. Which, so she walked across the stage, got her diploma.
Yes. Which Sunday morning graduations seem a little bit odd.
It's different.
But yeah, so congratulations, yeah. Skylar.
Cool.
And Heather?
I was at a graduation party as well. My nephew just graduated. Big bumping shindig.
That's what happens in the Park family. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Tons of people there. More difficult, like I said, with the children. Because you got to have an eye on them.
Yeah.
Always.
I went solo.
And you're always.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I went solo.
So you didn't have to watch Teddy run around all over the place.
No, but it's different when you're watching a 3.5-year-old versus a 1-year-old.
And he happens to find my 1-year-old finds the most dangerous things that he could be doing, and that's where he wants to play. And it's like, you have all this open grass, just roll around, play here. But no, you want to go to like this drop off of whatever. Anyway, fun times.
The thing about Teddy, because Ruby will have her graduation party in a couple of weekends, and he is at the height, because he's taller, where he could see everything on the table. And I'm sure he will want to pick and choose which foods that he touches. And if he touches it and doesn't like the texture, or maybe tries it, he'll just put it back.
Yep.
For somebody else to use later on.
That's fun too, right?
But you guys had a situation before you even arrived, right?
Well, something came up. My husband and I were chatting because, of course, it depends where you're going and whose graduation party it is. This happened to be my nephew, right? So it's a family member. But we started chatting about, my gosh, what is the appropriate gift to give? Like, we weren't going to give a physical gift, right? We're going to bring money. But we were chatting, trying to figure out what was the right amount. And in our conversation, we talked about what we received when we graduated high school more than 20 years ago. Because we're like, oh, do we give $100? And Colin was like, well, we got $100 when we graduated. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, well, that was a long time ago. Have things changed? Is there like a different like rate that we should be giving now? Because times are different, right?
Yeah.
Or is $100 kind of like, that's a standard, good job, kid. Like, here's $100. And then my mom called me as well before the party and was like, hey, I've got a question. And I'm like, I know what the question is. You're going to ask how much money you should give. And we chatted about things a little bit. And I think she felt better after we talked about what was appropriate. And I, you know, was telling her, like, don't feel no pressure. Like, whatever you're comfortable giving is great. It's great. He's going to be very appreciative of anything he gets. But then we did start to wonder, what is the normal?
So this was
family.
Your nephew.
Yes. I'm talking for people. Obviously, you're not going to be giving out $100 to every single graduation party you go to. That's ridiculous. But for people that mean a lot to you, that are important in your life, that are family, what is appropriate to give?
Cash is always king. Because I always wonder too, like, should it be cash, or should it be actually something that you put some thought into? And, you know, like is there a gift that you should give versus just coming in with cash?
Gosh, I feel like cash is just the way to go.
I think so, especially for high school grads that are going on to whatever, whether they're going to college, they're going to trade school, they're going to the job market. Yeah, I think cash is definitely the way to go. $100 to me seems like it should be the going rate for somebody that you know.
Well, that's what we went with.
Yeah.
We went with the 100. We felt that, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, but we did debate it.
I'm looking at an adjusted calculator for what $100 in
2002 is when I graduated.
And what it would be worth today.
Yeah.
Heather, you should have given them $179.
Okay, because we did throw out the 200. Should we be doing $200? But ultimately, we settled on the 100. And then, you know, I don't know. So, okay, that's interesting. Well, maybe we should have done more. I don't know.
But that cost today doesn't adjust with cost of living. You know what I'm saying?
It's probably harder
to
live on that today than you did then.
Yeah, exactly.
So you should tip more.
I'm kind of like 50 for casual people and 100 for like close people.
And that's kind of we were talking about that as well. And that those are things I had conversations with my mom. Like, well, we went to this party and I didn't really know them very well. And we gave them this much, which was 50.
But I always get like with something like this, I'm like, give what you can give.
Oh, of course.
You know? Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah.
There's no judgment. There shouldn't be from people like they're receiving. Mm-mm. It's a gift. But to me, there is nothing but it's money.
Yeah.
You know, check or cash. It has to be. Like, we got to text $50 DoorDash. Don't trap me into how I want to spend my money. You know?
Oh, when you get the gift card that's only for certain places.
Yeah.
It rarely goes used.
I mean, you're talking about an 18-year-old that is driving, might be driving to school. Like, that to me, if you're going to do gift card, would be the only acceptable gift card. But then, you know, like if you're going to a different state, gas stations are different. Yeah, there are Shells, there are, you know, Speedways everywhere, but
I agree. That's the best kind of gift card.
Yeah.
I still deep down would just want it all to be the money.
Me too.
Greg, I know exactly what you're going to say.
So would you give Jim like a DTE gift card?
What am I going to do with a gas card, John?
Uh-huh.
Can I use it inside? Like at the convenience store?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Candy.
I
mean,
yeah, you just gotta use the restroom, right?
Yeah. Stop in.
When was the last time you were at a gas station?
This weekend.
Well, okay, because your wife drives a real car.
A real car. No, I didn't pull up and go, what is this? Like,
yeah,
looking through
this?
The windows.
Yes.
How does this place operate? What is it you do again?
Oh, here's one on Twitch. Teach them patience. Give them a savings bond.
Oh, I used to get savings bonds all the time.
Oh, yeah, Christmas.
All the time.
That was my mom's mom, grandma.
That's a grandparent gift, the savings bond.
Yeah, the savings bond, yes.
248-539-9797. What are people doing for graduation season? Yep. Are you giving cash? How much is appropriate?
We even debated, gosh, should we give a check? Because we didn't have cash on us. So like, will he be able to? Of course, he'll be able to cash a check, but
will he look at it like it's hieroglyphics?
Like, what is this?
An artifact from the past.
What is this?
I actually do a check for safety reasons.
We did do a check because we had no cash.
You know, because in the cookie jar, I asked you that question. I'm like, you only go to your bank. You're not going to pay the $275. No, I only use my bank. We never use cash.
I'm one of those people who's a little leery of the box at weddings and graduations.
Uh-huh.
That's why I don't put cash anymore.
Well, you think somebody's going to steal it?
Dude, it happens
there
a lot.
There has been stories. It has happened. That's awful.
I mean, people will walk up your porch and steal something, John.
Yeah, but generally, you're
in this is your friends and family.
Backyard. Yeah.
People crash these things sometimes.
Well, think about some high school parties. I know mine in the evening got a little rambunctious. Like, I could see that some, you could have some kids that are maybe partaking in some alcohol and are like, oh, look at all these cards. I'll just...
Yeah, so
that's awful,
we had a card box last year for Lucy, but it was inside. And so what people would normally do and what I did when at the grad party that I went to was I handed it to the grad and then they could do with what they want. Like, and I don't know if he went in and put it in a pile, put it in a box, put it in a basket, whatever. But I wanted to hand it to him because I wanted to tell him congratulations to begin with.
Yeah, that's how it should be done.
Because sometimes when you go to these grad parties, especially if you show up at the busiest time, they're playing with their friends, doing something, or they're talking to somebody else, and you don't get a chance to see them or talk to them very often. But I just wanted to make sure to say, hey, congratulations,
right.
And then he could put it wherever he wants.
Let's get to Michael in a car. Michael, what are you thinking?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great topic.
Thank you.
I've got, we're going to be doing 7 of them between now and the end of June, so we're doing $50 a pop.
That's a lot of parties.
Is this because you have someone that is, like, in high school, like, they've got a lot of friends that they're going to? Are you doing this for all their friends?
It's my son's friends group. They've been together since second and third grade, and they're just a great group of kids, and... Mm-hmm. That's what we decided to do.
Yeah, okay. It adds up fast when you have a ton to go to like that. We're giving away $100 at each one. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, is your son graduating?
Yes, sir. Fraser High School.
Are you checking the card box to make sure that those that you donated to are also donating back to you?
I'm not going to worry about it. Like you guys said earlier, it's going to be whatever folks can give. And, you know, we'll be appreciative of that and, you know, be thankful for it.
Yeah. You can't do that. There's people who do that at weddings, though. I mean, I remember when I had friends getting married and they had
they
a list.
Score?
Yes. Of like, oh, so-and-so gave me this much money. That's how much I give them to their wedding. Yeah.
Really? That's silly.
I think so, too.
Everybody's financial situation's different. Yeah. $100 to one person is $50 to another.
I know.
Is $250 to another. I mean, it depends on your circumstance.